Chapter 17 Direct Development of the Noble Eightfold Path. Bhikkhus, when one knows and sees the I as it actually is, when one knows and sees forms as they actually are, when one knows and sees I consciousness as it actually is, when one knows and sees eye contact as it actually is, when one knows and sees as it actually is the feeling felt as pleasant or painful, or neither painful nor pleasant, that arises with eye contact as condition, then one is not inflamed by lust for the eye, for forms, for eye consciousness, for eye contact, for the feeling felt as pleasant or painful, or neither painful nor pleasant, that arises with eye contact as condition. When one abides uninflamed by lust, unfettered, uninfatuated, contemplating danger, then the five aggregates affected by clinging are diminished for oneself in the future, and one's craving, which brings renewal of being, is accompanied by delight and lust, and delights in this or that is abandoned. One's bodily and mental troubles are abandoned. One's bodily and mental torments are abandoned. One's bodily and mental fevers are abandoned, and one experiences bodily and mental pleasure. The view of a person such as this is right view. His intention is right intention. His effort is right effort. His mindfulness is right mindfulness. His concentration is right concentration. But his bodily action, his verbal action, and his livelihood have already been well purified earlier. Thus, this noble eightfold path comes to fulfillment in him by development. When he develops this noble eightfold path, the four foundations of mindfulness also come to fulfillment in him by development. The four right kinds of striving also come to fulfillment in him by development. The four bases for spiritual power also come to fulfillment in him by development. The five faculties also come to fulfillment in him by development. The five powers also come to fulfillment in him by development. The seven enlightenment factors also come to fulfillment in him by development. These two things, serenity and insight, occur in him, yoked evenly together. He fully understands by direct knowledge those things that should be fully understood by direct knowledge. He abandons by direct knowledge those things that should be abandoned by direct knowledge. He develops by direct knowledge those things that should be developed by direct knowledge. He realizes by direct knowledge those things that should be realized by direct knowledge. When one knows and sees the ear as it actually is, when one knows and hears sounds as they actually are, when one knows and sees ear consciousness as it actually is, when one knows and sees ear contact as it actually is, when one knows and sees as it actually is the feeling felt as pleasant or painful, or neither painful nor pleasant, that arises with ear contact as condition, then one is not inflamed by lust for the ear, for sounds, for ear consciousness, for ear contact, for the feeling felt as pleasant or painful, or neither painful nor pleasant, that arises with ear contact as condition. When one abides uninflamed by lust, unfettered, uninfatuated, contemplating danger, then the five aggregates affected by clinging are diminished for oneself in the future, and one's craving, which brings renewal of being, is accompanied by delight and lust, and delights in this or that is abandoned. One's bodily and mental troubles are abandoned. One's bodily and mental torments are abandoned. One's bodily and mental fevers are abandoned, and one experiences bodily and mental pleasure. The view of a person such as this is right view. His intention is right intention. His effort is right effort. His mindfulness is right mindfulness. His concentration is right concentration. But his bodily action, his verbal action, and his livelihood have already been well purified earlier. Thus, this noble eightfold path comes to fulfillment in him by development. When he develops this noble eightfold path, the four foundations of mindfulness also come to fulfillment in him by development. The four right kinds of striving also come to fulfillment in him by development. The four bases for spiritual power also come to fulfillment in him by development. The five faculties also come to fulfillment in him by development. The five powers also come to fulfillment in him by development. The seven enlightenment factors also come to fulfillment in him by development. These two things, serenity and insight, occur in him, yoked evenly together. He fully understands by direct knowledge those things that should be fully understood by direct knowledge. He abandons by direct knowledge those things that should be abandoned by direct knowledge. He develops by direct knowledge those things that should be developed by direct knowledge. He realizes by direct knowledge those things that should be realized by direct knowledge. When one knows and sees the nose as it actually is, when one knows and sees odors as they actually are, when one knows and sees nose consciousness as it actually is, when one knows and sees nose contact as it actually is, when one knows and sees as it actually is the feeling felt as pleasant or painful, or neither painful nor pleasant, that arises with nose contact as condition, then one is not inflamed by lust for the nose, for odors, for nose consciousness, for nose contact, for the feeling felt as pleasant or painful, or neither painful nor pleasant, that arises with nose contact as condition. When one abides uninflamed by lust, unfettered, uninfatuated, contemplating danger, then the five aggregates affected by clinging are diminished for oneself in the future, and one's craving, which brings renewal of being, is accompanied by delight and lust, and delights in this or that is abandoned. One's bodily and mental troubles are abandoned. One's bodily and mental torments are abandoned. One's bodily and mental fevers are abandoned, and one experiences bodily and mental pleasure. The view of a person such as this is right view. His intention is right intention. His effort is right effort. His mindfulness is right mindfulness. His concentration is right concentration. But his bodily action, his verbal action, and his livelihood have already been well purified earlier. Thus, this noble eightfold path comes to fulfillment in him by development. When he develops this noble eightfold path, the four foundations of mindfulness also come to fulfillment in him by development. The four right kinds of striving also come to fulfillment in him by development. The four bases for spiritual power also come to fulfillment in him by development. The five faculties also come to fulfillment in him by development. The five powers also come to fulfillment in him by development. The seven enlightenment factors also come to fulfillment in him by development. These two things, serenity and insight, occur in him yoked evenly together. He fully understands by direct knowledge those things that should be fully understood by direct knowledge. He abandons by direct knowledge those things that should be abandoned by direct knowledge. He develops by direct knowledge those things that should be developed by direct knowledge. He realizes by direct knowledge those things that should be realized by direct knowledge. When one knows and sees the tongue as it actually is, when one knows and sees tastes as they actually are, when one knows and sees tongue consciousness as it actually is, when one knows and sees tongue contact as it actually is, when one knows and sees as it actually is, the feeling felt as pleasant or painful, or neither painful nor pleasant, that arises with tongue contact as condition, then one is not inflamed by lust for the tongue, for tastes, for tongue consciousness, for tongue contact, for the feeling felt as pleasant or painful, or neither painful nor pleasant, that arises with tongue contact as condition. When one abides uninflamed by lust, unfettered, uninfatuated, contemplating danger, then the five aggregates affected by clinging are diminished for oneself in the future, and one's craving, which brings renewal of being, is accompanied by delight and lust, and delights in this or that is abandoned. One's bodily and mental troubles are abandoned. One's bodily and mental torments are abandoned. One's bodily and mental fevers are abandoned, and one experiences bodily and mental pleasure. The view of a person such as this is right view. His intention is right intention. His effort is right effort. His mindfulness is right mindfulness. His concentration is right concentration. But his bodily action, his verbal action, and his livelihood have already been well purified earlier. Thus, this noble eightfold path comes to fulfillment in him by development. When he develops this noble eightfold path, the four foundations of mindfulness also come to fulfillment in him by development. The four right kinds of striving also come to fulfillment in him by development. The four bases for spiritual power also come to fulfillment in him by development. The five faculties also come to fulfillment in him by development. The five powers also come to fulfillment in him by development. The seven enlightenment factors also come to fulfillment in him by development. These two things, serenity and insight, occur in him yoked evenly together. He fully understands by direct knowledge those things that should be fully understood by direct knowledge. He abandons by direct knowledge those things that should be abandoned by direct knowledge. He develops by direct knowledge those things that should be developed by direct knowledge. He realizes by direct knowledge those things that should be realized by direct knowledge. When one knows and sees the body as it actually is, when one knows and sees tactile objects as they actually are, when one knows and sees body consciousness as it actually is, when one knows and sees body contact as it actually is, when one knows and sees as it actually is the feeling felt as pleasant or painful, or neither painful nor pleasant, that arises with body contact as condition, then one is not inflamed by lust for the body, for tactile objects, for body consciousness, for body contact, for the feeling felt as pleasant or painful, or neither painful nor pleasant, that arises with body contact as condition. When one abides uninflamed by lust, unfettered, uninfatuated, contemplating danger, then the five aggregates affected by clinging are diminished for oneself in the future, and one's craving, which brings renewal of being, is accompanied by delight and lust, and delights in this or that is abandoned. One's bodily and mental troubles are abandoned. One's bodily and mental torments are abandoned. One's bodily and mental fevers are abandoned, and one experiences bodily and mental pleasure. The view of a person such as this is right view. His intention is right intention. His effort is right effort. His mindfulness is right mindfulness. His concentration is right concentration. But his bodily action, his verbal action, and his livelihood have already been well purified earlier. Thus, this noble eightfold path comes to fulfillment in him by development. When he develops this noble eightfold path, the four foundations of mindfulness also come to fulfillment in him by development. The four right kinds of striving also come to fulfillment in him by development. The four bases for spiritual power also come to fulfillment in him by development. The five faculties also come to fulfillment in him by development. The five powers also come to fulfillment in him by development. The seven enlightenment factors also come to fulfillment in him by development. These two things, serenity and insight, occur in him yoked evenly together. He fully understands by direct knowledge those things that should be fully understood by direct knowledge. He abandons by direct knowledge those things that should be abandoned by direct knowledge. He develops by direct knowledge those things that should be developed by direct knowledge. He realizes by direct knowledge those things that should be realized by direct knowledge. When one knows and sees the mind as it actually is, when one knows and sees mind objects as they actually are, when one knows and sees mind consciousness as it actually is, when one knows and sees mind contact as it actually is, when one knows and sees as it actually is the feeling felt as pleasant or painful, or neither painful nor pleasant, that arises with mind contact as condition, then one is not inflamed by lust for the mind, for mind objects, for mind consciousness, for mind contact, for the feeling felt as pleasant or painful, or neither painful nor pleasant, that arises with mind contact as condition. When one abides uninflamed by lust, unfettered, uninfatuated, contemplating danger, then the five aggregates affected by clinging are diminished for oneself in the future, and one's craving, which brings renewal of being, is accompanied by delight and lust, and delights in this or that is abandoned. One's bodily and mental troubles are abandoned. One's bodily and mental torments are abandoned. One's bodily and mental fevers are abandoned, and one experiences bodily and mental pleasure. The view of a person such as this is right view. His intention is right intention. His effort is right effort. His mindfulness is right mindfulness. His concentration is right concentration. But his bodily action, his verbal action, and his livelihood have already been well purified earlier. Thus, this noble eightfold path comes to fulfillment in him by development. When he develops this noble eightfold path, the four foundations of mindfulness also come to fulfillment in him by development. The four right kinds of striving also come to fulfillment in him by development. The four bases for spiritual power also come to fulfillment in him by development. The five faculties also come to fulfillment in him by development. The five powers also come to fulfillment in him by development. The seven enlightenment factors also come to fulfillment in him by development. These two things, serenity and insight, occur in him yoked evenly together. He fully understands by direct knowledge those things that should be fully understood by direct knowledge. He abandons by direct knowledge those things that should be abandoned by direct knowledge. He develops by direct knowledge those things that should be developed by direct knowledge. He realizes by direct knowledge those things that should be realized by direct knowledge. These are the things that should be realized by direct knowledge.